I made the pledge of providing every Ghanaian child with access to senior high school, because I know the privilege, the knowledge and talent are not for the rich and privileged alone, and that free education widens the gates of opportunities to every child, especially those whose talents are arrested because of poverty. A government may not be able to make every citizen rich, but with political will and responsible leadership, a government can help create a society of opportunities and empowerment for every citizen. And I know no better way to do so but through access to education.
Sustainable funding is a key issue during debates. Some civil society and political parties have questioned its sustainability. President Akufo-Addo had this answer to such critics who question the sustainability of the policy.
The cost of providing free secondary school education will be cheaper than the cost of the alternative of an uneducated and unskilled workforce that has the capacity to retard our development. Leadership is about choices. I have chosen to invest in the future of our youth and our country. We've decided to use the proceeds from our natural resources to help educate the population to drive our economic transformation. Instead of the revenues from our mineral and oil resources ending up in the hands of a few people, the most equitable and progressive way of using these revenues is to educate and empower our population to strengthen our nation. In so doing, we'll be on the way to achieving UN Sustainable Development Goal number 4, which calls for inclusive and equitable education and the promotion of lifelong opportunities for all. As co-chair of the advocacy group of eminent persons of the SDGs, their implementation is a matter of the highest public priority for me. We throw open the doors of opportunity and hope to our young people. From this day on, we lift the financial burden of our parents and the heart-rending anxiety that accompanies the beginning of every school term.
President Akufo-Addo called for an end to the politicization of the free SHS policy.
As is with all human endeavors, we will certainly face challenges in the implementation of this policy of free SHS. Despite our best preparations and effort, we may falter, but by the grace of Almighty God, we shall not fall, for we will be ready in all humility to accept inputs and criticisms aimed at improving the policy. The policy is not about the MPP or the NDC. The beneficiaries will not only be those belonging to MPP members or sympathizers. They will be Ghanaians from all walks of life and from all political persuasions. This is about Ghana and how best to build a progressive and prosperous nation for this and future generations. Its constitutionality is not in doubt. All Ghanaians should support the policy to ensure its success. To our freshers who are about to start a new chapter in your education, you have every reason to be proud of yourself. Study and work hard and avoid all negative tendencies so that you grow up to be responsible citizens and assets to this nation. Seize the opportunity of having the good fortune to be admitted into this good school as pioneers of this exciting new venture in our national life. Ghana needs your skills and talents, and I know you will not fail us.